Chapter 28. It was a long, long time before anyone spoke. Out of the corner of his eye, Fauke could see the sea of tense, expectant faces down in the square outside.
"We're going to get lynched, aren't we?" he whispered.
"It was a tough assignment," said Deep Thought mildly.
42! Yelled Loonquall. "Is that all you've got to show for 7.5 million years' work?"
"I checked it very thoroughly," said the computer, "and that quite definitely is the answer. I think the problem, to be quite honest with you, is that you've never actually known what the question is."
"But it was the great question, the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything," howled Loonquall.
"Yes," said Deep Thought, with the air of one who suffers fools gladly. "But what actually is it?"
A slow, stupefied silence crept over the men as they stared at the computer and then at each other.
"Well, you know, it's just everything, everything," offered Fauke weakly.
"Exactly," said Deep Thought. "So once you do know what the question actually is, you'll know what the answer means."
"Oh, terrific," muttered Fauke,
flinging aside his notebook and wiping away a tiny tear.
"Look, all right," said Loonquall. "Can you just please tell us the question?"
"The ultimate question?"
"Yes."
"Of life, the universe, and everything?"
"Yes."
Deep Thought pondered for a moment.
"Tricky," he said.
"But can you do it?" cried Loonquall.
Deep Thought pondered this for another long moment. Finally,
"No," he said firmly.
Both men collapsed onto their chairs in despair.
"But I'll tell you who can," said Deep Thought.
They both looked up sharply.
"Who? Tell us!"
Suddenly, Arthur began to feel his apparently non-existent scalp begin to crawl as he found himself moving slowly but inexorably forward toward the console. But it was only a dramatic zoom on the part of whoever had made the recording, he assumed.
"I speak of none but the computer that is to come after me," intoned Deep Thought, his voice regaining its accustomed declamatory tones. "A computer whose merest operational parameters I am not worthy to calculate. And yet I will design it for you. A computer that can calculate the question to the ultimate answer. A computer of such infinite and subtle complexity that organic life itself shall form part of its operational matrix. And you yourselves shall take on new forms and go down into the computer to navigate its 10-million-year program. Yes! I shall design this computer for you, and I shall name it also unto you, and it shall be called the Earth."
Fauke gaped at Deep Thought.
"What a dull name," he said,
and great incisions appeared down the length of his body. Loonquall, too, suddenly sustained horrific gashes from nowhere. The computer console blotched and cracked. The walls flickered and crumbled, and the room crashed upward into its own ceiling. Slarty Bartfast was standing in front of Arthur holding the two wires.
"End of the tape," he explained.